All right. This is very interesting. I'm not sure how to start this. Again, I think our friend Matthew is either inspired or insane. I'm not sure which one it is.
Maybe a little bit.
We're about to find out. Let's welcome to our program Matthew Hollingham. Hi, Matthew.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. You are doing something next summer.
Summer vacation, I like to think of it.
This is incredible.
It's a long summer vacation you're taking.
All right, yeah, in Europe or Africa or Arctic or all of the above. Let's start with some background, all right? Now, again, our friends from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, one of our great sponsors, he gave us this information, and I said, oh, my goodness, we absolutely want to talk about this. Let's get some background from you, Matthew, other than the fact that you're extremely young, and I'm not. Tell us about yourself. What's your background? You know, what are you doing around here? Tell us about you.
So I'm British, if you couldn't tell, and I'm doing a PhD at Penn State. So I'm doing a PhD in environmental policy. And I came here 2 years ago with my fiance, Lavisa. And unfortunately, in the first month since coming here, she passed away. And so since then, I've been doing these sort of crazy endurance events to fundraise for charity. So last year, if you know Mount Nittany, the mountain over there.
That, yeah.
So I walked up and down that 49 times continuously
until
I reached the height of Mount Everest. So that took 35 and a half hours, like could just continuous. I took a 20-minute break at about 4 in the morning. I was hallucinating really badly. My feet went green and fluffy. But it was, you know, an amazing fundraising opportunity. And I got to raise, you know, about $13,000 for Save the Children. And so because of that, next year, next May to July, I'm going to be doing the world's furthest Ironman triathlon. And an Ironman is essentially the hardest form of triathlon you can do. Mm-hmm. It's a 3 mile swim, a marathon, and a 100 mile bike. So I'm doing the furthest version of that. So I'm starting in the Arctic Circle, swimming across the Arctic Circle line of latitude. I'm doing 37 back-to-back marathons, and then 23 100 mile cycles until I reach North Africa. So that's going to be about 3,500 miles with no rest days. And that's the equivalent distance of going from New York to London or from New York to LA and then back to Texas. And that's continuously all via sort of my legs, essentially. This is also going to be fundraising for Save the Children. I can see your smile.
Yes.
It does sound crazy. You're right. It does sound crazy.
Oh, to be young again. All right. Holy moly.
But now, hopefully.
Who's getting the proceeds here?
So it's going to be Save the Children and the Senti County Youth Services Bureau. So a fantastic charity that I've been working with downtown in State College. And hopefully it does sound so stupid and so unbelievable that, you know, why not donate? Why not give $5 for that? So that's the plan. It's sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and all sort of proceeds will be going between those two, and you can choose if you want to do more local charity support or international charity support. And if you go to happyvalley.com to the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and join their mailing list, you'll find out more information when it comes around. There'll be fundraising links. I'll be hopefully screaming everywhere about what I'm doing so people can donate. And yeah, hopefully it'll be a good thing to bring at least the Center County community together, because really for me, that's what it all came down to. Like, I'm doing this with the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau because the community was so supportive. Like, I mean, I'm on your show. Like, I don't know who you are, but it's through the kindness of the Center County community that I'm here. So that's what I really want to show and bring support to, and really just, you know, fundraise for a good cause.
Love fundraising activities. Did you ever think about just like, hey, we could do an auction. We could do a golf tournament.
We could do a hoagie sale or something.
And like, I'm a big fan of adventurous vacations, but like, you know, it's like a 5 mile hike, and then we go back and have some Mai Tais and sit by the pool. I'm assuming you have a background in physical fitness. Mm-hmm. This is a passion of yours.
Yeah. So I've done a lot of sports. I started with weightlifting, and then I played college water polo. So I played for my university back in the UK, and then I switched to Muay Thai. So I've had two amateur Muay Thai fights. I've done wrestling, club wrestling here, and jiu-jitsu as well. And then I used to play tennis. I used to compete in CrossFit in the British Army. And then now I sort of do these triathlon sort of events. Previously, I walked a marathon a day from the top of the UK to the bottom, so from Glasgow to London. And then I also walked the width of the UK continuously. So this is not like out of character for me, but it is crazy.
Yes. This is so how do you go about, I'm genuinely curious about this. How do you go about the training process for this? Because there's no way you can actually properly prepare your body for having no days of rest. That is insane.
Yeah, I mean, you can train best you can, but at the end of the day, my body is going to break down over 2 months, and I know that. But all it is you're training not to perform, but to not break down. So my week, even though it's running and cycling, which are all sort of, you see the sort of the slimmer build is more preferred. Like, I still maintain a lot of, like, want to maintain a lot of strength and muscle, because that's what's going to fail. It's going to be my ligaments and tendons, and that's going to stop me. Like, if my leg is cramping or my leg hurts, like, that's fine. I can push through that. But, like, if my ankle breaks or, like, my Achilles heel gets ruptured, like, that's over. So for me, it's training those. So what this looks like is I run about 70 to 80 miles a week. I bike about 100 miles a week. I swim 3 miles a week. And then I do 3 strength training sessions a week. So it's twice a day, every day.
Whoa, Matthew, you need a hobby.
Okay. And well, that is my hobby.
And you are taking classes through this.
I'm doing a PhD. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you right now? Like a junior or senior? What are you?
I'm third year PhD.
Oh, so so you're a grad student.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So even more work.
All right. Folks, if this were a TV show, we'd be putting up the map of this route that Matthew is going to be following, starting at the northern tip of Sweden, and then going through Sweden, jumping over to Denmark, going through Belgium, going through France, going through Spain, going to Gibraltar, and then you're going to cross the Mediterranean to, is that Algeria?
Morocco.
Morocco, okay. 3,500 miles.
Yep.
Holy moly. Matthew, I have to mention this, okay? Your fiance was Lovisa?
Yes.
From Sweden?
Yes.
All right. Now, folks, if you follow local news, this was the situation, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
She's jogging on Park Avenue on the sidewalk, and some person from another country in a spiffy car somehow careens up onto the sidewalk and hits Lovisa. Matthew, a lot of us remember that and are still a bit angry that that happened at all. I mean, tragic isn't a strong enough word to use for that situation. I can imagine that when that happened, you must have been devastated. You must have been heartbroken over that.
Yeah, I mean, it was the worst day of my life. Like, there's nothing really else that was good. Like, you don't think, read these things in the news, but you never think it's going to happen to you. Like, you always hear about, oh, someone was hit by a car, someone died in this accident or whatever. And you never think, like, oh, that could be me. And then, you know, one day it was me. It was, like, the woman I love. And then, you know, your life's different from that point onwards.
Now, but you, I just want to go through this a little bit. So, devastating loss, and your response is, I'm going to put my body through as many rigors as I can to try to raise money to help others. that just does not seem like an instinctive response. As Scott said, I mean, we weren't directly impacted, and we were angry. We were upset. Your response is just incredible to me here. Where does that come from? Is that just for her? Is it for you? Is it both of that? Take me through the thought process of, all right, this is how – I'm guessing this is part of how you're coping with the situation.
For me, Lavisa was a lovely person, just like a very sweet, kind, loving, you know, sister and friend. And she can't give that. You know, she can't give that love. So for me, it falls upon me to sort of keep that going. You know, that's one less person to give support and kindness. And I mean, I'm fundraising for children's charities. That's deliberate. That's because she was very supportive of her younger sisters and young kids, and she really wanted to be a mother. So for me, it's giving back to those children and giving back what she can't give right now.
And I believe now you're going through Sweden. Lovisa was from Sweden.
Yes.
And at some point you're going through her town, her hometown.
Yeah.
Do they know what you're doing?
Oh, they're the biggest supporters of this.
Okay.
They're the ones actually getting me. It's really logistically difficult to get a safety support boat in the north of Sweden in the Arctic Circle. So they're the big supporters of that.
All right. So this starts May 31st of next year. The Arctic Circle, I'm assuming nice, balmy, warm waters in May 31st. Yes?
Just above freezing.
Oh. And you're going to swim, what is this, almost 4 kilometers?
Yep. That's the easy day.
Now, when you get to the bottom of Sweden to go to Denmark, there's this thing called the Baltic Sea. You're going to swim the Baltic Sea?
No. I am. Unfortunately, you can't. It's the same with Morocco. You can't. You can technically swim from Morocco to, like, from Europe to Africa, but it's such a busy shipping lane that it's so difficult logistically to get over it. So I'm going to get the ferry, but then I'm going to cycle in circles to make up the distance.
Okay.
So don't think I'm cheating those 3 miles.
You're going 3,500 miles.
He's cheating!
No. I know my basic geography. Yeah, the Baltic Sea, there's like a narrow stretch there. Okay, tons and tons of ships.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. That makes perfect sense. And you're not going to be alone when you're doing this gig, right?
No, there'll be a support crew, hopefully. My friend Jack, or maybe someone else, will be with me, supporting me. You know, I do need, like, you know, shelter, warmth, those things, even though I'd rather push through. But I do need a support crew. And so that's what the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is supporting. It's to get, like, a safety boat, someone to help maintain my bike. And, you know, these need to be kind of travel-savvy people. Like, if my bike breaks down in rural France on like a Tuesday and it's 8 p.m. I need someone who's a little bit, you know, switched on to help me. I might not be able to do that. You know, I might be 90 miles in. I might not have the mental capacity to do that. So yeah, there's going to be a support crew, but it's going to be pretty basic, pretty bare bones.
Now, actually, you mentioned earlier you did this thing with over at Mount Nittany called Mount Neverest.
Yeah.
That's a great name. Where now you said you walked up and down. You didn't run. You walked up
I
and
ran
down.
The first 10.
Okay.
But I walked the other 39.
Good. All right. Now, what did you say earlier? Your feet? What happened to your feet? What was the
they
feet
went,
thing?
They went. So I had a little bit of a foot infection going in just from all the training. And unfortunately, when you're wearing, you know, the same pair of socks, walking up and down a mountain, sweating for 35 hours continuously, it gets worse. And it became, between my toes, became very fluffy and green. And my legs, I couldn't bend my legs really at the end. Like, I was struggling to walk. You know, I'd also breathed a lot of dust. It's a very dusty mountain. And so just walking up and down, kicking up all that dust, breathing, like I was coughing up a lot of stuff. It was tough. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
For this adventure, obviously a lot of planning, as you've talked about, a lot of logistics that you need to figure out ahead of time. I'm also curious on the diet front. You've got to obviously keep your body functioning. Different foods, different days, specific things that you need to take routinely. I'm just curious as to how you lay out kind of your dietary needs, which I'm imagining are pretty substantial to be able to try to do this.
Yeah, for these things, for any distance beyond a certain threshold, you need to actually train your stomach, because your stomach, if you ever go on a long run, it gets very uncomfortable, and like eating doesn't become appealing. However, for this, you need to consume so many calories that you need to just force food down, essentially.
Yeah.
You need to train your stomach. So it's a ton of carbs, it's a ton of sports shells, and it's training them in training. So by the time I get there and my stomach's uncomfortable, I'm 20 miles into a run, I can just easily take things down. Hmm. But in a way, it is also an eating competition, because I'm burning, what, like 5,000, 6,000 calories a day. You just got to get it in how you can. And obviously protein is very important, but at the end of the day, just calories in any form. If that's cake, that's donuts, doesn't really matter. I just need to get the calories in.
And then is it like Gatorade, electrolyte drinks nonstop? You've got to get that stuff replenished.
Yeah. And that's also a really big challenge, because I shift climates throughout the run.
Yeah.
So I start in the Arctic, where it's just above freezing. And then by the end, I'm in the south of Spain in August, nearly August, sorry. And so, like, it's going to be, in the hundreds, 110. So really trying to adapt my body to that, electrolytes, you're right, Gatorade. Powerade is the really big thing for me. I drink tons of that. And just keeping those, like, salts replenished, because it is tough on the body.
Yeah, that's got to, I can't even imagine.
Now, when you're in Sweden next year, you're going to eat Swedish food? When you're in France, you're going to eat French food?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how you got to do it. Like, and there is also going to be a shifting diet, like you said. Like, I'm going to have to switch from, like, potatoes and fish to, like, bread and, I know, snails. I don't know what the French eat. But, it's going to be a lot on my body in every regard. Food, sleep, diet, sweat, just my legs as well, conditions, everything. Yeah. And that's not even factoring into account like running on roads.
So this is hazardous. Let's see, Sweden to Denmark.
Yep.
Germany.
Yep.
To Belgium.
Yep.
To France.
Yep.
To Spain.
Yep.
To Morocco.
Yep.
That's quite a travelogue, Matthew.
Yeah.
You're going to be taking pictures as you're going. Now, I said we have a release here. There's going to be a documentary crew apparently doing some filming. There's going to be a social media team so people can follow you. This is a two-month thing, right? So social media team, here's what Matthew is doing today. Here's where he is, that sort of stuff. That's incredible.
Yeah, and that's all to drive, funds for the charity. It's as much publicity and noise as we can make just to really support these children's charities, also support and highlight like the amazing support I've received from the Center County community. So it's this two sort of pronged approach.
Do you have a specific goal in mind, or you're just, hey, let's see how much we can get?
I had a goal in mind, and then I spoke to a few people who are sort of professional fundraisers for like nonprofits. And they told me another number, and they said that they think I can reach $250,000.
$250,000. Yep. Okay. Now, folks can...
I feel like they are right, by the way.
Folks can contribute to this, but this isn't ready to go yet.
Not yet. Okay. The best thing you can do is go to the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau website. So that's happyvalley.com, and sign up to their mailing list. They'll be sending out a lot of updates. They'll also have a presence on their page nearer the time. And there'll also be a whole social media blast coming your way in around May. So keep an eye out for that. But yeah, happyvalley.com.
Wow. I mean, just wow. That's all I can say. This is unbelievable. Wow. All right, here's my final question, all right? You're from the UK?
Yes.
Where in particular?
I'm from London.
You're from London, okay. You like football?
American football?
No, the round ball football.
The proper football.
the rest of the world.
The one football. Where you use your foot on the ball.
There you go, yeah. Yes.
I do. My grandpa actually used to play for Everton, which is a Premier League team. So Everton is my team.
Now, Everton, that's in Liverpool.
Yes.
Not in London.
No, my mum's from Liverpool.
Okay. You don't root for the London teams? Like Chelsea,
no,
Arsenal?
That's not really how it works. It's more a genetic thing. Like you inherit your team.
That's not how it works. Yep. Hey, I'm not from Manchester, Matthew, but I'm sorry. I'm a United fan, all right? Oh, see, now he hates me. Oh, that's terrible.
Get in line.
I beg your pardon. Thanks a lot. Well, Matthew, we're going to obviously be following this. This is still, what, 6 months off or something like that?
Oh, yeah. That's an amazing endeavor.
Don't hurt yourself in the next 6 months.
Thank you.
You're getting your PhD again in...
Environmental policy.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, hopefully get a job in environmental policy.
What would that be? I don't know.
So that's sort of you're working for either government entities or private companies informing or like advising them on how they can work with like environmental regulations. Like say the US government puts out like a new tax on CO2 or they deregulate CO2 emissions. You want to inform them on how like that works and how they can use those sort of regulations.
So you want to work here or back home?
We'll see.
Wherever there's a job.
Wherever there's a job, yeah.
Maybe there's a job in France in some place that you're going through,
exactly.
You know? Make friends on this trip, for goodness sakes. Matthew, this is amazing. There's a part of me that wishes you didn't have to do this. I understand why you're doing it.
No,
in other words, why this all got started. But good luck, and our friends from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, thanks for their support, and we'll keep track of things.
Yeah, keep us informed, too. This is a remarkable journey. So.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.